We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM, Joe and Evan, on the Fan, Joe and Evan, on WFAN.
All right, 10:03 on The Fan, and a very good Friday morning to you, the midday show. Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666. Is the phone number here, of course, till 1 o'clock. Maggie and Bart will come your way. Dolph Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. We're live from the Black Bear Studio. Delicious Black Bear deli meats and cheeses only at ShopRite. Where do you want to start, bro? You want to start with the Giants, the Yankee-Astro matchup? Where do you want to go here?
I think we discussed the inevitable, and that's the fact that we got it. After months and months and months of thinking, maybe it won't happen, but it probably will happen, we got it. The Astros and the Yankees for the American League Championship. The clear two best teams in the American League. And now I can say definitively, the two best teams in Major League Baseball are going to play each other for a chance to go to the World Series. I think it's going to be very exciting. I think this is going to be a battle between two teams that have a lot of differences. Number one being the starting pitching. In that, if the Houston Astros are going to win this series, Justin Verlander and Garrett Cole and even Zach Greinke, don't forget him, who's probably going to start game one, they've got to go deep into games. They're going to throw 110, 115, 120 pitches. This is a team, yes, they have a very good offense, and yeah, they have a pretty good bullpen, but they are built around a super rotation, and those guys need to be great. And then you've got the Yankees, and we've talked about it throughout the Minnesota series and even throughout the regular season. They rely on their bullpen. They rely on, hey, get me five innings, and let's go to the bullpen, and let's play the matchups. And we saw last night Kevin Cash do a heavy dose of that, playing the matchups all night long. And it sort of worked. The problem was, and this could be ultimately the problem for the Yankees in this series, Joe, eventually you have to hit. Eventually, you're going to have to score runs.
Well, the Astros made it quickly get out of the gate with the four runs, and that really set the tone. I know, obviously, Coles gave up that home run to lead off the second inning, but that was it. I mean, that was the end of the story for him. And you're right. I mean, the Astros did nothing until they went back-to-back there in the eighth inning. But this is clearly the old-school Houston Astros, because that's what it is, really, the old school with the big rotation going up against the new school. You know, let's go with the opener. Let's see. Let's trot one guy out of the bullpen after another. And that's the approach the Yankees are going to take.
And they are the only team left that really does that. Because when you think about the National League side of things with Washington and St. Louis, they're going to rely on their starting pitching too, especially the Washington Nationals. But when you look at these two aces right now, and let's start with Garrett Cole. Garrett Cole is so fascinating because the Yankees don't have a long history against him. In fact, they've only faced him twice. And I like to say they've only faced him once. Because the other time they faced him, he was on the Pittsburgh Pirates 5 years ago.
Wasn't the same guy.
Different guy. And Garrett Cole was a guy who 2 years ago, after a mediocre year in the National League, the Pittsburgh Pirates were going to trade. And the Yankees were attached to Garrett Cole all winter long. And they were attached for obvious reasons. Remember, the Yankees drafted Garrett Cole, and he didn't sign. And Garrett Cole was a guy, and I know for me and I know for a lot of Yankee fans, we looked at him, and you know who we saw? We saw every other National League pitcher that the Yankees have brought in over the years. Whether it's A.J. Burnett or it's Javi Vasquez or you name it. And I think there was good reason to think that because Garrett Cole's career in the National League featured one really good year, but that past year before his trade, they get a 4.5 ERA. And maybe it's Houston. Maybe it's what they do in that organization, as they've done with many guys, including Charlie Morton, who's now great with Tampa Bay. They changed everything with Garrett Cole. The Yankees had a shot at him. I think Clint Frazier was the prominent name in all of those trade rumors. But the Astros traded for Garrett Cole, and over the last 2 years, there are three pitchers Sorry, Max, you're out. There are three pitchers who can legitimately stake claim as the best pitcher in this sport. Our guy, Jacob DeGrom, Justin Verlander, and Gerrit Cole. And it's amazing, Joe, that Cole's become that, because he wasn't that in the National League.
Well, he was great last night, and he's been great for them. He had an unbelievable year. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, they got two of those guys. You just hit three of the guys, and two of them are on Houston.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a very interesting series. The Yankees, because I think the Yankees actually are better offensively than Houston. I don't know how you feel about that, but I think they are. I think the Yankees actually have more firepower than the Astros do. But it's really going to come down to the rotation of the Astros, to me, against the Yankee bullpen. And that's where this series is going to be won, in my mind.
I think these are two elite offenses, and I think that the numbers from the regular season dictate that. They are two elite offenses, but they feature a lot of differences, one of which being the New York Yankees, I think, probably do possess more thunder.
Yeah,
like you
said. I think
so. But they also strike out a hell of a lot more.
They are deeper, too. I mean, they also can throw a lot more guys at you than Houston can.
Well, I mean, the Astros' bottom of the order, you know, still features a guy like Josh Reddick, who's pretty good.
Yeah.
Robinson Chirinos, who's been rather productive. So I think they're both deep, honestly.
Right, okay.
I think it's almost like parsing hairs, if you will, to try to figure out who's deeper. But the Astros have a different kind of grind to them. They don't strike out a lot. They struck out the fewest times in Major League Baseball. Nobody's surprised by that. That's what they do. They've got a couple of sluggers that scare you. Yordan Alvarez is clearly the American League Rookie of the Year. He can hit a bomb every time he's up. Alex Bregman is probably the MVP of the league, and Jose Altuve has played like an MVP over the second half of the year. And George Springer is a guy who, when he gets hot, is almost impossible to get out.
Yeah, and I thought Bregman got the biggest hit there in the first inning, that two-run double. I thought that was probably the biggest hit of the game.
Yeah, no question. No question. But I think that these are just really, really good baseball teams. And Gerrit Cole, see, Verlander, they've seen a million times. We know how good he is.
Right.
I mean, you go back to 2006, they saw Justin Verlander.
Right.
They've seen this guy from the early days. They have faced Gerrit Cole one time. They faced him back in April this year. He pitched seven innings, allowed three runs. The Astros won the game. That's it. Other than that one time they faced him in interleague play, which I don't even count, they've barely seen this guy. So he's kind of like the new face to what is now becoming a really good rivalry of the New York Yankees and the Houston Astros.
Right.
And I ask you this because
the Yankees haven't beat them yet in a playoff situation, right? They lost that game to Keuchel in the wild card game, and then they lost the ALCS 2 years ago.
That is correct. I ask you this because I think when sometimes you don't want to overanalyze things. You just want to be simple about it. Gerrit Cole's history with a lot of these Yankees favors Gerrit Cole. But that doesn't mean that because DJ LeMahieu is 2-for-18 against him, I'm not going to play him. Obviously, I'm going to play him. But there is one guy who has a history against Gerrit Cole. I don't know if it's a big enough sample size, you tell me, that I would now consider maybe trying to find a way to get him into the lineup, and that's Cameron Maben. Cameron Maben's 4-for-9 against Gerrit Cole. Again, is that too small to you, Joe, or would you consider getting him in?
Well, let me ask you this. Were most of his at-bats against him when he was in Pittsburgh? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, the one guy who all of his at-bats—
I mean, 4-for-9 is a nice number, but
it's not big.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Here are your options in regards to that, and this is something to think about if you're the Yankees. Giancarlo Stanton is 3-for-10 with a home run against Gerrit Cole.
Okay.
But, to your point, all of that's in the National League.
Right.
He did not face him earlier this year. He didn't face him last year. So all of those numbers are NL Cole, which maybe you want to throw out. I don't know. One guy who I would consider sitting is Gio Urshela. He's 0-for-5 against him. It's not a big sample size. But my point is, if I want to get Cameron Maben in the lineup, I think that's the guy I would push out. And what you would simply do, obviously, is Edwin Encarnacion would have to play first base.
Well, Cole's going to pitch what, Tuesday, the first game at Yankee Stadium? I'm assuming that's when he's pitching.
The assumption I have is that would be the case, because just using logic on it.
Right, it'll be Greinke and Verlander in the first two games.
Yeah, that's just logically.
Right.
It hasn't been announced yet, but yeah, I think
it's
safe to assume he goes game three and game seven.
Yes.
To answer your question.
Yeah, that's probably right.
But outside of trying to get Maben in the lineup, there's nothing else that jumps out at you to say, oh, I got to get this guy in. And a lot of guys just haven't seen him a lot. I mean, Aaron Judge is 0-for-2 against him. There's no sample size there.
No.
And we mentioned with the National League experience, that's a lot of DJ LeMahieu's experience, just going back to the National League. Verlander, there's a lot of guys who've seen Justin Verlander.
Yeah, well.
I mean, Brett Gardner's seen him a million times.
He's been around forever. I mean, you know.
Yeah. So outside of that one scenario of maybe you want to get Maben in, and we talked earlier about, hey, if you want to put an emphasis on defense, you play Maben in left field and you don't play Giancarlo Stanton. The one problem with that is you do lose the firepower in the middle of that order. And I know Stanton hasn't heated up yet, but we know what he's capable of doing. So there's a lot of positives to pulling Giancarlo, because you do improve your defense, by having Cameron Maybin in left field. And I'm not even factoring Aaron Hicks, whether he's on the roster or not, Joe. Guy hasn't batted in 2 months. I can't play
him. Right, right.
But Stanton does supply that fear factor in the middle of the order, despite the fact he hasn't done much. The one thing I would do differently this time around is I'd bat him lower in the order, because if I'm going to take him out late for defense, I don't want Cameron Maybin batting fifth. So that's one thing I think Aaron Boone should definitely address.
The other thing, too, is the dominance that Houston has had in that building. I mean, their record is, what are they, overall with the playoffs, 63-23 at home? Is that the number?
They're a different team in that building,
oh,
man.
Oh, my God.
They're a different team. Yeah. We saw it in the LCS in 17,
sure.
And we just saw it in this
right.
divisional series.
And no question about it.
And that's why when you look at what changed, because the Astros had to go five, what changed is that game one now appears to be a game that you can win.
Sure.
I mean, as good as Zach Greinke is, he's not Justin Verlander.
Right.
He's not Garrett Cole.
And
he's not pitching on that level.
In these pressure situation games, I don't know about this guy. You know what I mean?
Well, we went
through
the numbers. We went through the numbers.
Right.
He hasn't been a great postseason pitcher.
Not at all.
I think game one now becomes the game you got to get if you're the Yankees. And that's why I pitch my best starter, which is Masahiro Tanaka.
You should.
I don't get cute about it.
You should.
Because I think if you can steal game one in Houston, obviously, look, you have a chance to beat Verlander and Cole, especially if you can outlast them. But you have to win a game in Houston, all right? Obviously, if you're going to win this series. You got to win a game there. And the game to win is game one. So I don't mess around. I don't pitch James Paxton. I don't pitch Luis Severino. I go right to my top guy. And my top guy is Masahiro Tanaka. So we'll see what Aaron Boone decides
that
later.
That is a huge game, by the way, game one. I couldn't agree with you more.
Of course.
Big game. Yankees win that game. You got to feel pretty good going forward in this series.
Well, especially because look who they're facing in 2 and 3.
Yep.
You're looking at Verlander and Garrett Cole.
Yep.
And one thing the Astros should consider, and if you're a Yankee fan, I think you hope that they don't consider it, is all of these guys, Greinke, Verlander, and Cole, they all come back on 3 days rest. And the reason I say that is their fourth guy is Wade Miley. Wade Miley gets destroyed by the New York Yankees. He's been destroyed at Yankee Stadium. He's been destroyed when he faces the Yankees. And if you've watched him over the last month and a half of the season, he's been destroyed by everybody.
Right, right.
So you could get cute and risky and start Urquidy, who has never seen the Yankees. We're talking about a rookie. You know, so you could try that if you're A.J. Hinch. But I'll tell you one thing, bro, I wouldn't.
Yeah. Well, if they're up 3-0, maybe you would do it.
Yeah, of course. You're right.
Then maybe you consider
but
something
all,
like that.
All three of them. Because Cole has no experience on short rest.
Right.
But
right.
You know what? At the level he's pitching right now, I'd give him the experience of short rest. Mm. Why not? Why not? Zach Greinke has pitched on short rest.
And obviously we saw Verlander on short rest. He wasn't very good against Tampa the other day.
He wasn't very good against Tampa, but way back when in 2011, the Tigers were facing the New York Yankees in the divisional series. The Tigers won in five. That was the Doug Fister game five.
Yes. Yep, yep, yep.
They brought him back on short rest, Justin Verlander. And he pitched 8 innings and allowed 4 runs against the Yankees. So he has pitched on short rest other than what we recently saw. So he's got experience with it. And I asked this question the other day when someone criticized, a guy called in and criticized Hinch for bringing back Verlander on short rest. And I said, would you rather have Wade Miley or Verlander on short rest? I'd say the same thing again. If I'm the Astros, I wouldn't want Wade Miley pitching at Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
Do you think that's a good idea?
No, not at all.
And I think it's something the Yankees have to think about. Now, I know Tanaka has never done it. Tanaka's never pitched on short rest. I don't think James Paxton has. I don't think any of them have. But, I mean, if you're down in a series, do you really want to go with a bullpen day as compared to one of your better starters?
They do have a very good, as you've pointed out, a very good record in those bullpen
days.
They
do. No, and that's why, Joe, I would say this. I think it makes more sense for the Yankees to not do 3 days rest than it does the Astros.
No, definitely.
I think it makes more sense for the Astros, because the top of the rotation is their strength.
Yep.
Why would you want to lose with somebody else not on the mound?
Look, again, it's a totally different concept going in for these two teams. It's the Yankee bullpen against the starting rotation of Houston. You want to say the offenses, as you pointed out, are equal, okay? Then that's to me where it's going to be won or lost by either team. That's where it's going to happen.
Yeah. And, you know, with the Astros, they didn't hit a lot in that Tampa series.
Not really.
They didn't hit a lot.
No.
And what
we
saw in that LCS back in 2017, and sure, there's been some changes. A guy like Yordan Alvarez is in the major leagues now. A guy like Michael Brantley's in Houston now. But there are a lot of also similarities. George Springer's still there. Jose Altuve's still there. Julie Gurriel. The Astros were a different team at Yankee Stadium. We saw that. And the Yankees, by the way, were a different team in Houston.
They were.
I mean,
they didn't hit Houston.
At all.
Nope.
And look, pitching has a lot to do with it. We get that. But for whatever reason, and I'm not accusing the Astros of anything, okay? I just observe things. That's all. The Astros are very different in their own building overall in the postseason.
Well, when you're basically 40 games over 500 in your building, then I would agree with that.
Just like when starting pitchers right. go to Houston, they become different pitchers.
Right. It used to be like that with the Cardinals. Remember?
Right, yes. Dave Duncan was the excuse. Yep. I don't know what the excuse is now.
Yeah, I don't know.
But this is going to be fun. I expect Yankee fans should be stressed out, obviously, but this is fun. We've got the two titans of Major League Baseball, clearly the two best teams in the American League, and now the two best teams left standing. Not the hottest team, the two best teams going mano a mano for the American League championship. This is going to be fun.
Yep.
It's a little different than the National League, where I think the two teams that weren't as good as the other two teams actually advanced.
Right.
These are the two best teams. And, you know, you always say this, Joe, about the NCAA tournament. You need that white-knuckle game. Well, maybe the Astros had their white-knuckle series, you will, by having to win a Game 5 in their
Yankees,
own building.
Yankees certainly haven't been tested yet, let's be honest.
Well, they haven't been punched in the face.
No, not at all.
The biggest punch in the face the Yankees have taken this year has just been injuries. That's been the punch in the face they've taken.
Yep.
Because they take it like every other day. Somebody else gets hurt.
They certainly have survived it, I'll tell you that.
No question.
You know, they just keep on. They're kind of like Joe Frazier when he would fight Ali. He'd get, you know, all over, punched in the face constantly, but he would keep coming. And that's basically what the Yankees have been.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.